I'm Rabbi Chanina. Misharim Berotov or Bekipa or Bechatichos or Bekadeir. Ikadamri Bekadeir Atzma. Ikadamri the Mighty Baruch. So Tosfos says Ikadamri Bekadeir Atzma. Hema. In Shir Ovi Hakadera Kichamishan Zasin. In Osan Bomayim Kishira Kishir Asara Zasin Bishel Baosan Mayim Kizayas Khalif Kichish Batel Osa Kizayas Khalif Bomayim Hapshita Shiesh Bomayim Tan Pit. So Tosu says if you're Mefarish Kipshuto that you count the pot itself in the shear, so you come out with a very strange result, that if you have a kedera, that the volume of the kedera itself is chamishin zeisim, and you cook a small amount in it, you just have a little water in the bottom of the pot, or maybe the pot's very thick, and the water's not just in the bottom of the pot, but you have just 10 kezeisim of water, and 1 kezeis of chelev, you're going to say it's not nosin tam. He says it's not true. The Metzia says it's nosin tam. Pasha, there's no sentan. Why? Because b'chora, the hainacha is that the pot is not as if, even though we say the tam goes into the kedera, we're choshesh the tam goes into the kedera, and if a kli is boleya from iser, l'chumra we treat it kilu the entire kli, according to most Rishonim, we treat it as if the entire kli is filled with iser. But l'maisa, a kli is not as absorbent as food. And Tosu says we should assume that most of the time goes into the water and only a little bit goes into the kedera, so it can't be that the time is bata. So Tosu says, v'nir l'farish t'hacha mairi k'gon d'leise l'isura b'eine d'nivla b'apa kedera k'zai eskelev v'hi ha'isa k'var b'lua m'heter k'achar k'achazer b'ishal heter. Doesn't mean that you have Isser sitting in the Kedera with Heter food, and the Shaila is how much you need to be Mevatel the piece of the time of that piece of Isser. It's talking about Faker, it's talking about where it already absorbed Isser in the past. So the same way it doesn't really you don't really have so much Bittel from the Kedera, but you don't have so much Nosin Tam from the Kedera either, so it evens out. That's Tosfos. L'maisa Rashi's not mashma that way. He says when he brings the two lashonos, well, he doesn't say much, but he just—it's clear in the second lashon he's talking about chaticha v'iser, and in the first lashon he just refers to it as the kedera. And the Rashba and the Ran, when they bring down Rashi, they bring down Rashi as referring to the charsei hakedera. Right, it's the mamish, the pot itself, the material that the kedera is made out of. That's the first lashon. You count that as well. And the Rashba and the Ran don't have any problem with that either. Right, the whole arichus of the Rashba and the Ran is how Rashi understands the second lashon. But the first lashon of the Gemara, which they say Behedya refers to the charsei kedera, they let it by without any protest. It's mashma, they're learning kipshuto. Rashi's mashma is learning kipshuto. They're mashma, they're learning kipshuto, and they don't have any problem with it. So the shaila is, what happened to Tosus's kasha? It's a very, very strong kasha. That's a question. And stam, even if we would want to say the Metzius is not so pashut, it's a strange thing, yet. Do you have a machlokas tonight? Do you have a machlokas in the Gemara here in the Metzius, and then you have a machlokas in Rishonim, whether the Metzius on one of the Tzadim is possible? I mean, is anyone saying that the pot really does absorb the tam to that extent, that it's not nosin tam in the tavshil, that the chelev wouldn't be nosin tam in the tavshil? Tells us his case. So I would like to suggest that no one would disagree with Tosus's Metzius. That if you have 10 kezeisim of water, and a kezias of chalev in a big fat pot, it's definitely no sin. The chalev is definitely no sin tam in the water. So then, what's going on over here? So there's a Ron later on. It's on Lamed Hamed Beis B'daf Hei Rif. He's talking about the Shear of Shishim, and he's explaining that the Shear of Shishim, which he understands like most Rishonim, is a Shear of Bittul Tam. So he says the Shear of Shishim is because the Chachamim wanted to make a set Shear. They didn't want people making their own Umdanas. But Agav, he says that many Yisurim are really only no Saint Tom in 10 or 20 times their own volume. The Shear of Shishim is really a big chumrah. So the Rabbanim were kovei, you always need a Shear of Shishim, but midaraisa. You could have been matir without a Shear of Shishim. Midaraisa, it's mashma the Ron. A person, Taka, could have made an umdana that mistama, there's no nosentan in this situation. So it could be that in the extreme case that Tosos gives, that you have 10 kezesim of water and 1 kezais of chelev, and then a big fat pot of 50 kezesim, it could be that there it's a davar pashut that you're not mitzaref the kedera to the shear. Right? It could be that the whole discussion only starts once you're talking about this chumra derabanan of requiring shishim. Avada, we're talking, you have 30, 40 times as much as the iser in the heter, and really me'ikar din midaraisa, you could be tola that it's not no sintan. Elmai the chachamim said there's a shear shishim. So to be Mekayim the Shear of the Chachamim Shishim, so when you get to a Shear, you don't make Chilukim anymore, right? When it comes to the Metzias of Nosein Tam, so it's Nosein a lot of time in the Top Shiel and a little time in the Kedera. But when you talk about Shiurim, wherever the Isser is Nosein Tam, it's Nosein Tam B'Shaveh. We don't make Chilukim that here it's Nosein Tam, you know, here it's no sin time twice as much as there, or a third as much as there. Right? Could it maybe make a proportion? It goes in the top shield 90% and it goes in the kedera 10%. That would get very messy, right? The chachamim were koveya shir. So the shir is koveya, the shir is kolo, whatever, wherever the time goes. The time goes in the kedera, so that's also included in the shir. Right? The other mandamra says, no, you're right that we can't make chilukim. But because the kedera of Metzias is balea so little, so if I care, you don't count the kedera at all. You only count the tafshia. We split between lakula and lachumra. Lachumra, we say that the kedera is balea tam, but lakula, we're not so mechamet. Right? But the first lashon that says that you are mitzarif the kedera, so the low plug is lakula. You say you can't. If you're saying the time goes into kedera, so the time goes into kedera, that's also mitzarif to shishim, the same as everything else. And again, that's all klapi the shir. When you get to the Ikar Din of Nosein Tam, Menachanami, the Ikar Din of Nosein Tam if it's a small enough case like Tosos gives, it'll taka biyasa. In the Rashba, you can get away with this more easily. The Rashba, Taras Abayis, says that the whole Sugya is talking about Min Bemino. Right? The whole sugya he says it's a mistaber that the kulas that come out of the sugya are talking about min bimino, where anyway it's chad b'tre batel midaraisa.
Do you mean to say that the man of the Amim and the Gemara that said kulas were saying about min
bimino? It sounded that way to me in the Rashba. Didn't sound that way to you, I gather.
I thought you were saying sad.
Yeah, Raya, I'm saying it didn't sound that way to me. He just says it's mistaver that this is only where it's min b'mino. They even say Shalom Amru. You have a Rashba in front of you. Does anyone have a Torah Sabayas here? And know where it is offhand.
It's on Hey. research later because I'm seeing some of the shape.
You need to turn the phase down.
In any case, while you're looking for it, I'll just be momship what I... But the point is that in Rashi, in any case, you can't say this, right? Because Rashi says, Andaf Kuftes, that we paskin min b'mino lo batil. Right? So if we're talking about min b'mino here, then we shouldn't be talking about any shir, shishim, or anything. It's just all lesser. So the sugya has to be talking about min b'eino mino. Right? So the pashtus, once you're talking about min b'eino mino, then you're talking about the pashtus, at least the mitzias of nosin tam. And afal pikein, he learns that you're mitzarif the kedera itself. So I suggest that he means in a normal case where we can assume that there's not really min hastam nosin tam the daraisa on the shir derabana there make we could be mitzarif the kedera. What?
What are you learning? Lahaka means lahaka between one and one.
Could you please read it to me?
But he says that the stabber is dafka min b'mina, the midraisa chabu chay batal. The problem min b'shein amina, the kaim on the gzaisa k'day chidas path the raisa. So ain hokin by lahaka.
Ain?
Hokin by lahaka. What's lahaka
mean? Lahaka means in how you're mashayar. It doesn't have to mean in which shita you're paskening like.
It does mean that you mean mingle on the safek of some sort.
It means that had to be mashayar itself is a safek. Because had to be Mashar itself Adarava, we have difficulty understanding how you can't assume Bivados that you know, whichever Lashon he's going, like you can't assume Bivados that the Heter was Mismite and this or wasn't Mismite, whichever Lashon he's going, like in all of them there's Sveikos involved and there are two ways you could potentially be Mashar. And the Chachamim went Lahakil here. So it's Mistagra that's only because of Min Bimino.
Every psak here is a psak in suffix. And in the Gemara. So Rashi says, well,
every psak is how to deal with a suffix. Every psak relates with how to deal with a suffix. So you can use the word lahakel on that. I don't know, that's what I thought. We could argue that later. It's not the main point anyway, b'chol. It entered my mind, Lamaisa, to say a different mahalach, which which would have been interesting, but unfortunately is not true, which is that that once you have, maybe you'd say, once you have a sheer bittel of shishim, it's a technicality, maybe maker din daraisa. Right, anywhere where the tam goes, which includes the food and the kedera, even if it doesn't, it's not all even, but maybe midaraisa, there's such a thing that you're mitzarif all of the places where the tam goes, and without distinguishing what proportion goes here and what proportion goes there, you say if you have shishin, bein hakol, it's mutter. Maybe that would be daraisa, and Tosis' case where you have a kezayis of chelev and 10 kezayisim of water to taste the iser, so maybe we'd say we don't care. So you taste it. But this time is batel because you have shishim. What?
Even though it's near gash.
But to say that, Mamaisa, to say that in Rashi is impossible. And also the Ran, and also the Pashtus, the Rashba. The Rashi and Daf Tzadi Ches Amid Aleph, towards the bottom, Dibar Alaska B'shishim, B'samach, says, Hecha, the Badakne, Velo Yahiv Taima says that when is the Shir Shishim when you were Bodek and you saw already didn't have Tam? You have to do Timas Kapela plus Shishim, right? Inami Leika Lameka Mataima, Kigomi Bimino. Avo Hecha did Bad, Tibadakne, Yahiv Taima, La Olam Taima, Lo Batil. So it's Mefurish and Rashi that even if you have Shishim, but it's no Saint Tam, it's Asr. And the Ran also says that, and the Rashba says it by the case of Mefafeya, right? He talks about when the Gid, the case of Mirzola Gidi Bechelbo. So he says it's Mefafeya and the whole thing, it's Batel B'shishim, but he says, but if you taste it, then for sure it's Asr. So that also seems to say that It's not enough that you have a sheer bittul, you actually have to have a metzias of bittul atam. Rashba, maybe you could have said mefafe is different, but you have Rash in Iran anyway, so it seems like this mahalach doesn't work. Okay, moving on to the other chelak of Rashi. So, without getting into all the complications of how to actually read what Rashi's doing with the second Lashon, he's paskening like the second Lashon, he's rejecting the second Lashon, but the Tzad HaShaveh that the Rashba and the Ran come out with is that Rashi holds that if you saw Isser fall into a pot of Heter, and you knew how much the Isser was, and at the time that the Isser fell in, there was Shishim in the Heter Kenegdo, right? And now cooked for an hour, whatever it was, and you check the pot, and now there's no longer Shishim Kenegdo the Isser. So Rashi says, if you knew that there was shishim at the time that it fell in, then it's mutter, batel b'shishim. And they ask on Rashi from Mishnah and Trumos. They ask two questions on Rashi, one from the Mishnah and one on Svara. From the Mishnah, they ask that, what are you saying? You're saying you go baser tchila, you don't go baser sof. If mitchila there was shishim keneged the iser, then it doesn't matter that at the end there was no longer shishim keneged the iser, right? So yes, the Mishnah and Shumos is mavor not that way. The Mishnah and Shumos has a case where shuma fell to chulin and there was meya, and then they were tochin it, and it comes out from the way they were tochin it that theoretically it's not what Mishnah is talking about. But theoretically, if you would know that the chulin shrunk in the process of tchina more than the truma did, and now you don't have meya kenega the truma anymore, so it's going to be aser. So you see that you have to be, which b'chora to us would make the most sense, you have to have bittul the whole time. If you don't have a sheer bittul at the end, then it's paka. That's one question they ask. The other question they ask is that, for sure, if you would take this chaticha of Isser out of this pot and put it in another pot that doesn't have shishim kenegdo, that second pot would be Isser. Right, we'll see from the next sugya that even though it already, we treated it as nosin tam in one pot, but we treat it again as nosin tam 100% in the next kedera. Right? So what makes this pot better than the second pot? Instead of plucking it out and putting it into a second gedera, you're just keeping it in this pot. What's the difference? Those are the questions they ask on Rashi, right? So the Ramban brings Rashi, and he answers both of these questions by saying that here it's different because it's all part of the bishul. What? Oh, no, I have. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. It's all part of the bishul. So question is what that means. So, years ago I heard from Rabbi Michal Goodman, B'shem Rav Shurkin, who was saying Shiram on Chulin at that time, that the idea is the reverse of something that we've seen. I don't know if he made the Tzushtel or not. I didn't hear the whole thing. But that the reverse of what we've seen on Kufyud Beis, when we got a little bit into Eshel Softo Aser and Chanan, right? Tosos on Kufyud Beis and Ben Aleph talks about, he says that Eshel Softo Aser, right? Remember the case where you have a dam that got mixed. He says if the dam got mixed into the meat, but often that you can take it out 100%, so then even in the Man D'Ambar, there's Chanan and Shari Surim, it's going to be Chosel Etero, because he says, even in the Man D'Ambar, that says Efshel Sochto Aser, that's only, what does Efshel Sochto Aser mean? It doesn't mean even if you get all of the Aser out, it remains Aser. It means even if you squeeze a lot of the Aser out, and the Aser is no longer no same time in the Heter, the Chaticha remains Aser. But there needs to be a mashu of Iser left. If there's not even a mashu of Iser left in the Chaticha, then the Chaticha is Chozer Letero. Yeah? So what's going on over there? L'chora, the Pshat is, and I have this Hagdara in my notes, Shem Reb Naftali Meiselman, that they're learning that the Isser of the Eshel Soto Asher and Chanan means there's a Chalos Isser in the Tarovis. When the Isser became Urv in the Heter, and it was Ba'ofen that the Isser wasn't Batel, so the Tarovis became a Tarovis of Isser. And that becomes Kavua. And Kolzman, that Tarovis is still Kayim, it remains Asher. So now, if you reduce the Isser until it's no longer no Saint Tom, so it's no longer no Saint Tom, but it's still, the Tarovis is still there. You didn't reverse the Tarovis. At least not sufficiently. And therefore, the Isser remains, even though the No Saint Tom doesn't remain. So there's a Chalos Isser and the Tarovis. As long as the Tarovis is Kayim, the Isser remains. Once you get all of the Isser out, so there's no Tarovis at all anymore, so now it's Chozer Letero. So if you understand that such a concept is not just a chumrah, it's me'ikar din. So we could have such a concept with Tzad Kula also. Right? You have Isser that fell into Heter, and at the time that it fell in, there was Shishin. The time it fell in, there was Shishin. And therefore, the Isser was Batel, and it was Mutter. As long as it's going to continue being nidon as that same tarovis, so then it's that heter is going to blive, whether you have the shear bittel or you don't have the shear bittel, it's going to blive. So now it goes like this. As long as what you're doing is cooking, you're just cooking it. So the cooking was the original maisa tarovis, nothing new happened. When that maisa tarovis first occurred, and it first became time to don the Shaila, when the Isser fell into the Heter. So at that time there was Shishim Keneged, the Isser, and it was Batel. The fact that it's Mamshich in cooking, that's all part of the same Maisa Tarovis. Nothing new has happened, it's just the same thing being Mamshich. Memela, even though by the end of the cooking you no longer have a shear to be Mevatel the Tam, but the Heter remains.
Because the heter was found, you're saying that there was a heter found,
and that always stays. Yeah. So it stays. So here's a little bit of a different nosach. It stays as long as it's not a new ma'isa tarovis. Same concept. Masha ain't game. If you take the chaticha out of the pot and you put it into a second pot, so this is a new ma'isa tarovis. It's a new din. Here, there's not shishim. It's aser. Or alternatively, the Ramban says. Or if you take a scoop and you scoop out some of the water, right? You scoop out some of the heter. So now you've interfered with the tarovis. In other words, there's something unique about the bishul. And this is how you have to explain to be mechalik between that and tchina by tshuma. Here the bishul is the etzem maisa tarovis. As long as all that occurred was a hemshech of that maisa tarovis, so the heter that was chal when they first became Me'urav is not paka just because that Maisa Tarovis is Mamshech. Whatever happened in the beginning, that remains. If in some way or another something turns it into a new Maisa Tarovis, it's going to be Aser. So in the case of if someone takes a scoop of water out while it's still cooking, or while it's still hot, you don't have the shear anymore, that's a new Maisa, now it's Aser. If, by the case of Truma, someone takes it as Tochen, that's also considered a new Maisa. It became Me'urav. Its Eruv had nothing to do with the Tchina. Now you're Tochen it, you're doing something new. The new Maisa Tairovas forces you to reevaluate it. Now it's a new Maisa, it's a new Dian.
You say Bimais, you just mean that it's looked at as a new trait?
The event. The event of its becoming Uruv. It's a little different than Kufir Beis. There was a question, Mitzad, the Hefta, if the Tarovis is still Kayim.
You're saying it's the same Tarovis? Maybe,
yeah, I guess it means it's a different, I'm trying to use the same idea, that right. The question is whether it's the same Tarovis, but here, what's Kovea, it's not just enough that the, you see, over there you can say as long as the Isser is Uruv with the Heter, it's still the same Tarovis. Over here, you can't say as long as the Heter is still Me'uruv with the Isser, it's the same Tarovis. Because then it would work out that even if you take out 90% of the Heter, it's still Batel. So here, Bumaisa, there's a stricter Gether that as long as you've done anything, so to speak, artificial to change the balance between the Isser and the Heter, there's been an interference in the proportion of Isser and Heter. So that's like a new Tarovas. But as long as it's the same Bishul, what's unique about Bishul, they all ask what's the difference between the Yertochen or you continue to be Mevashel. So I think the idea was to say, as long as it's the same Bishul, that's all one occurrence of Tarovas, that's just Mamshich. So within that, it's not considered a new Tarovas. It's just the natural Hemshich of the same thing. But once there's some other event that interferes and changes the proportions, that's like a new... It's a new Tarovis, you don't.
For some reason, you can't say that either by Chanan. You say that's a new Tarovis. Very fine.
What would happen in the case of Chanan?
It's still be Asher.
Yeah, in a Chanami. Well, like I said, I don't know if he said the Tushtel, so maybe it's not a good Tushtel. I think the concept is similar, but you're right. You have to explain why it should be. If the idea is that it's Me'ikar Din, why over there? Wouldn't you say it's enough to undo the Tarovis that you interfered, so it's a new Tarovis now, I reevaluate it, so now it's Mutter. Yerachanami needs to be explained. It's also not the same Shitos, so I don't know if it's a steer. In other words, that's Tosus over there. I don't know how Tosus learns over here in the second Lashon. Excuse me. If he learns like Rashi or not. Not everyone learns Chanan that way, so it could be it's the same concept and just different Shitos and Rishonim.
This also be maybe I had to take it a step further. When it's not an artificial interference of the amounts that are there, like the case of the Rajma that. When you take the Isser out, you shouldn't remove it when it's very hot because it'll like make more of the chela to come out, and it'll aser. So there's also a case where you have something that was originally batel b'shishim, and now you're doing something that is that's making it.
What's the case, Abe?
He says that you shouldn't take the Isser out, that you shouldn't take Heter out while it's still hot, like that.
In a case where you have Shishim.
In a case when you have Shishim, because you don't want it to go and be Nismayit.
Yeah.
But he also says that you shouldn't take the Isser out when it's too hot, because the Isser will be Nisayir when you take it out, and it'll give out more tam in the pot. And even though it was done,
he doesn't talk about it falling back in, he just says not to take it out,
yeah,
Stan.
He says not to until it's cool.
What does it mean it's all right? I don't understand that whole svara. If there's Shishim Kenegdo, what could happen already?
Right. So that's what I was asking.
Unless he means together aim of Atlanis or Lachachila, because you're gonna cause it to be no sin time more. What should be the Isser? I'm saying, if you move
he
it around,
seems,
it's no sin time more than
Shishim? He seems to be saying that this share of Shishim that they said is there's only when a thing falls into a pot and you leave it there. But if let's say you touch it or you move it around, then it could. I mean, he also says that by Chelop. So it may be something about fat. About
says it can be no sin time more than B'Shishim if you move it around.
Right.
This is only a share if you keep it. Okay. So then it's for sure, if you're causing it to be nosein more tam by moving it around, that's that for sure would be like a new maisa. But the interesting thing is that again in Rashi, we're talking about min be'eno mino. So we mean min be'mino, it's min be'mino labatil, which means bepashtus. We're talking about no sin tam. So it's just an interesting question: what would be in this case if you have timas kapela, and he originally there was shishim. Now by the time you finish, a lot of the steam went out, and you don't have shishim anymore. You have 40, but you're matir it. You go like the second lashon, and now a kapela. Someone tastes it. You're allowed to eat it. Someone tastes it, and you can tell klar the yisur is there. So it's a mutter rasha in this case. So on the one hand, Rashi on Sadi Ches of Aleph says that lo lom time lo batil. If you have shishim. But if a kapela tells you the time is there, it's usher. On the other hand, that's a case where you're donning mechila, whether there's a bittel to begin with. Over here, the idea is there was a bittel, and the bittel is just not poka, so maybe even if it's no sin tam, the bittel is not poka. Right, that touches on the sugi of chol shevineor, yesh ladin, what would be in that case. So I'm doing this a little out of order. I forgot to get back to it. There's a little bit of a question here. The Rishonim, when they bring Rashi, so they all understand in Rashi that the Diyan is the Rash ben Aran, assuming Rashi that the Diyan is you started off with a certain amount of Heter, then by the end you had less Heter, and the Shaila is, if there's not Shishim in the Heter now, can you be Mitzaref? Can you go by the share you originally had, right? And the Rambam, they bring the Rambam, right? And the Rambam seems to talk in a similar way. Everyone learns in the Rambam, the issue is the Blios and the Kedera. The Blios and the Kedera, the Tzarek to be Mevatel, the Isser. The Blios that are still present now in the Kedera. In other words, you have to make an Umdana, how much went out in steam, and how much is just absorbed into the walls of the Kli. Whatever is absorbed into the walls of the Kli, you're going to be Tzarek to be Mevatel. So people wondered, what do the Rishonim see in Rashi more than the Rambam? Maybe Rashi, it's the Lashon of the Gemara is Ma'ad Bal Kedera, and maybe Rashi also only means what the pot absorbed, and that you would have to subtract the steam, and that would be a whole different vort already. They wouldn't have this Chiddush that they asked, they wouldn't have the Kasha from the Mishnah in Chumos. Where are they coming from in Rashi? So, on that, I don't have any great ideas, but I think just from a straightforward reading of Rashi, says the my debalk there. He says in Reinuhu Kishenaf Hashem Kodesh Shnis Ma'id. Vananu Sharinu Noso LaAchar Shnis Bashel Kvol Shenaf Hashem. Ve'im VeHeter Shishim Omdim Kama Balakadera Min HaHeter Lufi SheKishenaf Hashem HaYeHeter Harbe. So that line, he says, because when it fell in, there was a lot of heter, right? It seems like the Hadgasha is, how much heter was there when the Isser fell in? Just straightforward, right? In the Rambam, it's not really relevant how much heter there was when the Isser fell in. What's relevant is how much heter is still there, and Balua in the walls of the Kedera. Rashi's Mashma, the bottom line is, what you're ultimately after getting is how much heter was in there at the time the Isser fell in. I think that's where they're coming from. All right, that's all. Okay.